privilege of this game was made possible by those who have fought and continue to fight for the freedom we enjoy. At this time, would you please rise and, gentlemen, remove your caps as we honor and respect our country while the Bad Axe Hatchet Marching Band performs our national anthem.
That was the Bad Axe Vanguard with your national anthem. As the Kansas City Redhawks huddle up before, and the Bad Axe Hatchets doing the same, sharp-looking jerseys from both sides. Not the biggest fan of Bad Axe's color scheme, but we'll make it work. Current conditions in Bad Axe, Michigan are 70 degrees with cloudy skies and overcast. They're calling for a 60% chance of rain this evening with winds out of the southwest at 10 miles per hour. Visibility is at 10 miles. Somehow, barometric pressure is at 29.72, and the dew point is at 66. It feels like it's 72 degrees out. The humidity is at a sticky 84%. Sunset is at 7:33 tonight. Probably won't see much of that, so we should be okay there. And we have a full moon currently. That would make sense for all of our troubles. So I think it's safe to say it's a beautiful day for football. Dave Hansen, any last thoughts here?
I think we're in for a decent battle here tonight, Clark. Should be a game that should go down to a score or two at the most. And I don't know, Clark, what do you think tonight?
Well, Vegas has Cass City favored by 12.5 points.
12.5.
And it's really a tough call, you know, with Bad Axe coming off with such a hard start to the season, going through basically a buzzsaw to start on the road, three hard opponents, and now you just wonder, have the kids kind of taken too much that they can't take it on anymore? I think this could be a turning point for Bad Axe, but Cass City is also hungry for that second victory.
That's very true. Bad Axe, you're going to learn a lot about them tonight. Are they just totally overwhelmed by who they've seen, or have they learned from those teams that have beaten them so far this year? I got another fun fact for you, Clark.
This is actually
the first home game either of these two teams have played tonight. Cass City started the season with four straight road games. They played at Brown City, at Lakers, and at Sandusky, and now at Bad Axe.
I suppose you're right.
So neither team has played a home game until tonight, so both of these teams are prepared to play on the road. I still think Cass City has the edge tonight, Clark.
You're taking Cass City?
I am.
That's probably a favorable measure there. As number 71 for Cass City is ready to kick it off, Sam Boots. That's a fitting name for a kicker. He's a junior on this team. Cassidy in the white pants, white jerseys with maroon numbers and maroon helmets, numbers on one side with a white stripe down the middle, white face mask, black socks. Bad Axe in similar garb to the Michigan Wolverines. As Boots' kick goes down to the 11-yard line, picked up by number 20 right there, Jimmy Nyer at the junior. Dragged out of bounds at the 27-yard line by number 89, our Mr. Unknown.
Ah, yeah, Clark, we ended up figuring out that name last time.
Churchill. That's Eric right, Churchill. There we go. Thanks to Doug Cole on that one. First and 10 for the Hatchets, working right to left across the radio from their own 27-yard line, 11:55 left in the first quarter. No score just quite yet. Bad Axe breaks out of the huddle, two wide receivers each way. Almost in what you'd call a pro set, the quarterback, that'd be number 18, Tommy Morneau, a sophomore, and it's a handoff right up the middle And there's a fumble on the play, and looks like Cass City has recovered back at the 26-yard line. Not exactly the start Bad Axe was looking for. And there is a fumble and recovery by number 65, Jacob Perry, the senior.
The fumble, the carry on the play was Mitch Kennedy. Fumbles on the first play. Just a little careless with the football on the first play and puts it on the turf. Cass City wisely jumps on, pounces on it quickly, and first down in great field position for the Redhawks.
So just like that, the Redhawk offense on the field for the first time from the Bad Axe 26-yard line, a very short field just outside of the red zone, coming out in the T formation, three men in the backfield, and it's a handoff right through the middle, and not much going there. Bad Axe ready for it. They say no gain on the play. And I didn't even see the ball carrier on that.
Well, I do know that number 81, the junior for Bad Axe, Joe Amon, met him in the backfield.
We'll give that one to Perzanowski. He's the middleman, number 26, a senior. No gain on the play, now second and 10, still from the 26-yard line of Bad Axe, after Bad Axe has a turnover on the first play of the game, a fumble. Second and 10, T formation right in between the hash marks. Under center, that's Dakota Hartle, number 2. It's a handoff right up the middle yet again, now down to the 20-yard line. Perzanowski with the carry yet again. It's now a 6-yard gain and a 3rd and 4 coming up.
Number 77, Andrew Taylor, the junior, with his first tackle of the night for Bad Axe.
0-0, Bad Axe versus Cass City in Bad Axe as the rain is holding off. 10:40 left in the first quarter. Cass City trying to utilize a Bad Axe turnover on the first play of the game. 3rd and 4 for the Redhawks. It's a handoff, to the third man to the right, veering across the 19-yard line. Finally brought down, number 6, the ball carrier, Sawyer Cuthrow, the sophomore.
Cuthrow, the ball carrier.
Tackle made by Bad Axe. Number 81, Joe Amon. Second tackle already tonight.
We're hearing that Amon name quite a bit tonight, and he's making a difference so far. That would be 2 tackles for Amon already. It's now 4th down and 3 yards to go. They're going to say it's a yard gain on that last one. Working off the right hash, T formation, Hartle hands it off to his second man. Perzanowski rolls and thunders down to the 15-yard line. A 5-yard gain on the 4th down conversion. And now 1st and 10 for the Cass City Redhawks.
Tackle made by Bad Axe, number 76, but he's a mystery number. Must be 75, I'm thinking.
Shane Stokin.
Shane Stokin, the senior.
1st and 10 for Cass City from Bad Axe's 15-yard line. This is the 5th play of the drive for Cass City. They started it at the 26-yard line of Bad Axe. Left to right across your radio. Perzanowski now in motion outside. He's going to be a lead blocker for number 27. Drew Field, was brought down at the 11-yard line after a 4-yard gain at the far sideline.
The senior Tyler Labor laid the licking on him there in the backfield.
Second down now and 7 to go after a 3-yard gain from Drew Field. 8:52 left in the first quarter, no score. Cass City's offense on the field on their first drive of the night. Fairly quiet sidelines and fan bases from both sides. I was turning out to be a sticky night in the thumb of Michigan. It's a handoff to Perzanowski up through the gap. Gets down close to the 5-yard line. Stopped just shy at the 6. And shy of the first down marker by about a yard. It brings up 3rd and 1.
The senior defensive lineman, Nick Crotchin, with his first tackle of the night.
Has a 6-yard gain for Perzanowski, number 26. 3rd and 1 from the 6-yard line. Cassidy trying to knock in some points first of the night.
And Bad Axe has an opportunity here to make up for that early fumble with a big stand right here.
T formation, Hartle hands it off to his third man, number 27, Drew Field. He's down close to the end zone line. Gets the first down, about a 5-yard gain, down inside the 1-yard line, brought down by the Bad Axe off defense.
Yeah, that defender was number 25, senior Mitch Kennedy.
1st and goal from the 1-yard line now for Cass City, just inside the left hash mark on the right side of your radio. 7:50 to play in the first quarter. Clark Ramsey and Dave Hansen with your call tonight on WLEW Sports. Cass City breaks out of the huddle in their mostly all-white jerseys on what could be a muddy night depending on